The story you're about to hear is completely false. It is a figment of my imagination. Late one night I was out on the road, feeling cold and most alone, and nobody would give me a ride. When off in the distance I heard it humming, a streak of blue, I saw it coming. When it stopped next to me, man, I almost died. 'Cause it was long and low and lusty and lean, built for speed, oh man, was it clean. I stood there thinking this is just too good to be true. Then the door slid open, I looked inside, a beautiful lady said, "Need a ride?" I said, well, gee, I guess. She hit the gas, cried, "Hold on tight." There was a roll of thunder and a flash of light. Like a rocket, we went screaming through the sky. Now there were stars above and there were stars below. I said, "Honey, let me know, just what is it you got there on your mind?" And she told me, she said, "Well, I try to get on as best I can, but to be frank, I need a man. Certain things alone I cannot do." She grinned at me and I smiled right back. She put the pilot on the automatic, the seats reclined, and away we flew. Woo! How long we were gone, I just can't say. Cruising the stars of the Milky Way. 'Cause the measured time, you gotta stay in one place. Everybody knows that. All I know is on my return, I was most surprised to learn that not a day had gone by since we shot into space. Now time is relative, Einstein said, though you might just think I'm out of my head and been living my life in a foolish fantasy. But I got me a ring, it was given to me by a gypsy king on Rigel 3, and I have no doubt of my sanity. Well, dream or not, it spoiled my game. My old life to me looked tame. No, I couldn't get into that old trip. So I sold my car, bought me some tools, and with what I learned in a vegan school, I'm gonna build me a ship. It's gonna be long, it's gonna be lean, it'll be the fastest of the space machines, and on the earth I will no longer reside. Then I'll go to the bank and get some insurance against any untoward occurrence, and when I'm done, I'll